Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727, this is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Lana, you ever have those nights where you just wake up thinking, oh, it's about time for me to get up, and then you realize it's only 11 p.m.?
I was awake last night at 11 p.m., actually.
I was, too.
I was awake at 10, 11, what? 1. What? Yeah, then I was like, man. And then, of course, the alarm goes off at 3:30, and I shut it off like 9 times.
Yeah, I did the same thing. And then I woke up and go, finally, I went back to sleep. It'll be time to get up now. 2:30. Yeah. Dang it! Yeah. Still had an hour to sleep. But that was me last night. It's just one of those nights. You wake up and you're for sure thinking that your body's just doing it naturally and you're waking up at the right time. And then you're like, oh, I'm only 6 hours ahead of time here. I've only slept for 15 minutes. How are
life of a morning show person.
So. Yeah, or anybody driving around right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Going to work. Kevin, how are you this morning?
Yeah, doing great. I slept well last night.
Look at him over there.
Although the night before, I was like you. I woke up at 1 a.m. and I could not get back to sleep. It was one of those where I'm like, what's going on?
What's happening?
I don't understand. But last night, I slept like a baby.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's because, you know, Lana, you know that Kevin's throwing batting practice to these kids right there. He said, I asked him, are you throwing strikes to these kids? He goes, 95% of the time. I go, that'll get you in the Hall of Fame right there, bud.
You know, when you're throwing about 30 miles per hour.
Really making it up, huh?
Really letting the kids, just making sure they make contact on the ball. But, yeah. Tuesday night practice last night under the lights.
Wow.
Yep. He's worn that Rays hat maybe, I don't know, 5 out of the last 6 days I've seen him. Mm-hmm. You look great, bud.
I like it.
It's a great hat.
I might go down there and get another one. Not this one, but in like another style.
Can you bring your foot up to show Lana the bottom of your shoes real quick?
What's up with the bottom of your shoes?
I only have one pair of sneakers.
So look at all the red dirt from the... All the red dirt from the field.
I'm wearing these to practice, so that's got orange clay all over them.
You need to get some more sneakers.
No kidding, Lana.
So we've learned a couple of things. The sneakers are ruined, and he's not very flexible, as you just saw right there.
I mean, what'd you expect? So, JR goes, you need to go on Zappos.com today.
Yes,
get some
Zappos.
Zappos is the best.
Get some.
By the way, Zappos is not sponsored this show either. It just happens to be where I get my shoes.
And when you do go there and you start buying shoes, they'll start sending you like $40 off coupons. It's great.
Is that what you get?
Yeah, I get them.
Do you use those coupons?
Sometimes.
On the wrong shoes, but yeah.
My grandma's shoes.
You get your shoes on?
I do have my grandma's shoes on today.
Oh, they look great. Oh, man. Did you park up front?
Right next to the front door.
All right. Let's get it going right now. Cruise news coming up in 6 minutes. It's 99.5 QIK. Excited, too, by the way. Lana drama at 6:35. Here's Cody Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday, but we're more excited about the Puppy Bowl that is on the Animal Planet and Discovery Plus. And two rescue dogs from St. Petersburg are going to go tail to tail in the broadcast this Sunday. How awesome is this? The Puppy Bowl returns for its 19th year, starting at 1 o'clock for the pregame show. And there will be 122 puppies, 67 shelters, and rescues across the 34 states. And from St. Petersburg, Max is a 6-month-old lab pointer mix, and Nancy, a 6-month-old terrier mix. They are battling it out for the Lombarky trophy.
The Lombarky. I love that. And if you're wondering if Lana does her own research, that should tell you everything right there. If we're focused on the Puppy Bowl versus the Super Bowl.
Who cares about the game?
That's what I'm saying. I love that about you.
The Puppy Bowl, again, starts at 1 o'clock on Animal Planet. Tampa Bay Rays are going to offer $10 tickets for the regular season games in the Rays party deck and select lower level seating areas. The team announced the discounted tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Other single game tickets are already on sale. You can purchase these tickets on the MLB Ballpark app and at RaysBaseball.com. In addition, listen to this. They finalized their theme ticket schedule. Ooh. You can go there on select nights and they have different themes. You might want to go on April 23rd. It is Pickleball Day.
Oh, wow.
And then Marvel Superhero Day will be on May 6th.
Is there a Star Wars Day?
Didn't see one.
Oh, man, they usually do that, too.
It might be on the list. I didn't have that.
Well, again, the team that you're coaching, Kevin, are the Rays, so why don't you do your own Star Wars Day?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, I do have a helmet, so that could work.
If you have some time today, get over to 10best.com and vote for two different things. Listen to this. The Florida Aquarium is nominated for Best Aquarium in America. Displays more than 8,000 plants and animals from a range of fresh and saltwater environments, including alligators, sharks, seahorses, river otters, and free-flying birds, ring-tailed lemurs, hissing cockroaches, and colorful chameleons. So go over there and vote for that. And also Zoo Tampa has been selected as a contender for the best zoo in America. You have until March 6th to cast your vote. The winning zoo and the winning aquarium will be announced on Friday, March 17th. 10best.com. Going to be another gorgeous day here today in the Bay Area. 80s by this afternoon. Another great day tomorrow. And the rain and cold come on Friday afternoon, just in time for the weekend. That is your cruise news.
All right, thank you, Lana. Coming back with your secret celebrity. Going to get you a $50 gift card to Slice of the Berg. Hang on. That would be Brett Young. You didn't. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. We're playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And, you know, the big game is coming up on Sunday. If you're looking for some good pizza, how about Slice of the Berg? We got a $50 gift card for you. But you got to tell us first, who could this secret celebrity be?
One thing Summer's taught me is that gifts are cool and everything and diamond, blah, blah, blah. But to take your time and clear your mind and write something about what she means to you on a card, the most least expensive and the biggest price you can give her is just to write and tell her how much you love her.
Well, it must have worked because his wife, Summer, is very beautiful. And that was his last night lonely when they met.
Yeah, and you know, when now that he's married, he doesn't have to keep taking that heartache medication.
That is true.
Yeah, he's head over boots for her.
Yeah, and those boots, they had dirt on them for a while because he was getting dirt on his boots.
Well, yeah, because he was out working the night shift all the time.
Yeah, because he was having too much tequila little time.
There you go. All right, who is that? 800-992-1099. Erica's in Clearwater right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Erica, who is our secret celebrity?
One thing Summer's taught me is that gifts are cool and everything and diamonds, blah, blah, blah. But to take your time and clear your mind and write something about what she means to you on a card, the most least expensive and the biggest price you can give her is just to write and tell her how much you love her.
It is John Party.
John Party!
John Party! Yes, it is.
Yep, talking about his, I guess, a Valentine's Day hack, I guess you could call it.
It's the best advice ever.
Really?
Write something on a card? Absolutely.
But that's it? That's the only thing you do?
If that's all you do, then that's the best thing you can do because it's coming from the heart. So don't let Hallmark do the work for you. Put something down on that card. Don't just sign your name, guys.
Erica, do you agree?
1,000%.
Yep. I remember that.
See?
There you go. All right. Well, listen, you got a $50 gift card to Slice of the Berg.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You got it. Hang on for me.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana Drama on 99.5 QIK. Lana, what's your drama?
Well, I was coming back from giving Louie a walk in the evening. And noticed there was water kind of all, like, right at the front of the house, like, right where our hose, and there's, like, some pipes and stuff going into the house, and it was kind of, like, spewing out water.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, boy, this doesn't look good.
And you've been doing some home improvements.
Exactly. And okay. I was like, well, this is not, this probably isn't right. So, of course, and of course it always happens when Paul's on duty.
Right.
So I give him a call and he finally gets, you know, calls me back because he can't pick up the phone all the time because he's running calls and stuff. So I have to wait. And he's like, yeah, he goes, I saw that it was kind of leaking the other day.
Oh,
and I
goodness.
Knew that it was probably, I was going to have to fix it. I just haven't had a chance to fix it. And I'm like, well, thanks for leaving it now because now you're on duty and now this is my problem. And this is what happens when you're in a relationship. Men, they see stuff that needs to be fixed.
Here we go.
And they just keep,
what?
They're like, oh, yeah, I got to get to that someday. Women, we fix things right away. We fix the problem. We take care of things. That's just the difference between men and women.
For the sake of this segment, I'm not going to say anything back. Proceed.
I second that.
So anyway, he's like, well, he goes, the problem is, he goes, that is the main water line coming into the house from the street.
No.
So you're going to have to go out. He goes, go out and you're going to have to turn the water off from the street. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, yeah, he goes, you see that metal grate that's in the yard at the end of the street?
Right.
He goes, yeah, take off that top and then just reach down there and turn off that handle.
Oh, my God.
Which is where you don't want to put your hand down there.
Yeah. I'm like, are you out of your mind? You think that I am going to lift up a metal grate? Put my head. Now it's dark out. It's evening.
Snake and invested too. We know your house.
Absolutely not happening. There's frogs. There's snakes. There's roaches. What? You don't know what is down there. I'm like, that is not happening. And he's like, just we need to turn the water off because it's the leaking. And this was like on a weekend, so I didn't have to work the next morning. He goes, just turn it off, otherwise it's going to be spewing water all night. And I'm like, there is not a chance in this entire world that I'm lifting up that grate and putting my hand in there. You do not ask a woman to do that.
Oh,
you
just, okay.
Just, right. It's
a
not
Miss Fixer. Now, don't ask her. Okay.
It's not going to happen. And I was like, no. He's like, we got to get the water shut off. Otherwise, it's just going to be running until I can get home to fix it. Yeah. I won't be home until tomorrow morning. I'm like, well, guess what? I'm like, that water's just going to keep spewing down it because there's no chance I'm putting my hand in there and doing that. So I didn't. There's no way. Can you imagine? I would be in a mental institution if I had to put my hand down there and turn off the water. There's no way that was happening. So anyway, long story longer, he did come home the next morning and he turned off the water. I let it spew all night. I'm like, I'd rather pay for the water bill. I would rather pay for the expensive water bill than have to do that. And so that's kind of the agreement that we made. But when he went to go fix, he went and got to go to Lowe's. You got to get all the piping and you got to get it dry. You know, anytime you have to do plumbing work, it is a nightmare and a half. So he fixes because it was on a curve, so he cut all the pipes and put all the bendy things on and all the cement stuff and whatever and turned the water. Still spewing everywhere.
What a handyman.
Like, man, no, because there was a crack in the pipe that was like almost literally going under the concrete.
Oh,
so
man.
So now we're like, oh, man, this has just turned into a big ordeal. So poor guy, he had to dig down and almost go underneath the concrete. Redo all the piping that he had just done because everything's got to fit. You got to put another piece on or whatever. And he finally got it to stop leaking. But yeah, there was no way. I mean, I don't know any woman that would ever want to put their hand in that grate or be asked to do that. Men, do not ask your wife, your girlfriend, or anybody that is female to put their hand in there and turn off that water.
You can't speak for all women because there's women plumbers that do that kind of stuff all the time. You're my hero. Should have called them, by the way.
Yeah, so anyway.
Can't wait to see the water bill.
Oh, my God.
I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I have to pay the water bill now.
Man, if it's not your dad's house, it's your house. I mean,
it's owning a house.
Well, yeah,
you wouldn't know anything about it because you rent.
Well, understand that, but also there's a reason we do this every Wednesday and we never run out of material because there's always something happening. And if it's not a car issue, it's a home issue.
Right. So if you're thinking about buying a house, don't. Because your weekends are gone. You have house projects to do. Landscaping projects to do. There's always something to be fixed. Live in a condo. Let the maintenance man do it. And live your life on the weekends.
All right.
That's my advice.
Investment advice is not sponsored by this show.
No.
It is solely from Lana.
Yes.
All right. That's your car. That's
where you're at right now.
Circus.
A circus. All right. That is Lana Drama.
Lana Drama.
Okay. We got to keep us updated on the bill, by the way.
I know. We haven't gotten it yet.
I know, but what it normally is, we got to see like last month and then this month. I can't wait to see
it's
the comparison.
It's
going to
be a lot.
It's going to be sweet. But the lawn's watered.
The lawn's watered. The pipes are fixed now.
All right. Coming back with the car line fun fact. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, it's a call line. Fun fact.
Empire State Building.
Yes, I remember that.
Yep. Makes more money from selling tickets to its observation deck than it did from renting out the office space.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of people going visiting the Empire State Building. Did you know that the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes?
Ooh, I'm not that average person then.
I was just thinking, who? I mean, I used to be one of those like...
Kristen can fall asleep
like,
real quick.
Like, you know, like those dolls when they lay down, their eyes closed. I used to be that person.
I
used to be that person who falls asleep so fast. Now I'm like, wide awake. No the way. Average person. So if you're like sitting there and you're like, man, I can't fall asleep. Just wait like 6 more minutes. You'll eventually fall asleep.
Kevin, are you someone that goes...
I go to sleep quick. If I hit the pillow, literally, it's minutes, I'm out.
What a life.
Oh, that is one of the best things you can have.
That's great. Can't do it.
They say you'll have more nightmares if you're cold as opposed to when you're hot. A lot of us like to turn the AC down in the house, especially when we sleep at night. They say you'll have more nightmares if you're cold versus being hot. So there you go. If you're having a lot of nightmares, maybe turn up the AC.
I find the better sleep I get, the more nightmares I have. Like the deeper sleep I get in and that REM sleep or whatever. And then it's like kind of give or take.
Right.
It's like, well, I got kind of good sleep, but I also thought I was dead.
When I go, like on the weekends when Louie gets me up at 5 and I don't have to be up at that early. If I go back to sleep, that's when I have really bad nightmares. It's when you go back to sleep.
Louie's fault.
It's always Louie's fault. That is your car line fun fact.
I appreciate you. Coming up in less than 12 minutes, we will have a brand new 715 second date update for you. Here's Keith Urban. You got to fly on 99.5 QYK.
Time now for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise 715 second date update.
All right, we have Michael on the phone today. We're going to try to make it happen. Yesterday was just odd and awkward, and I'd like to redeem ourselves today if we could.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'll give it an okay stamp. Obviously, okay, so I'm on this call because I went out on this date with Kate, and it went really well, abnormally well, to the point that I'm kind of scratching my head here because obviously I'm not hearing from her like I would want to. And, well, can I just tell you how it went down?
Well, I'd love to. That's what we're sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to hear it.
So we ended up going to a hamburger joint, but prior to the date, we actually did like a little like FaceTime date.
Okay.
Yeah, we just, like, poured ourselves a glass of wine and then, like, chatted, and it, like, lasted a long time.
That's
kind of cute.
Really fun. I like that.
Yeah, and then we went to Goody Goody. We met up there, and the date sort of, like, seamlessly picked up off of where we were on the FaceTime date. And, you know, it was one of those, like, you lost track of time and snap your fingers, and it's 4 hours later. And
whoa!
And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get too sappy on here, but I was like, I've never met anybody like this in my life. I'm kind of just like jaw dropped, and I was, you know, trying to keep my cool during it. But, you know, she's stunning, and we line up everywhere else, you know. And so after, it was like I'd reach out to her, and then we were kind of talking, and then I was slowly just getting sort of more standoffish texts. Sometimes down to like one word replies, and then I felt like I was really forcing it, and I'm very desperate because I'm sitting here with you, and I've decided to go this route. So right. I'm just like, I can't let this one go.
All right, well, you don't be too hard on yourself, but I do want to ask you a question. You do have strong feelings for her. Has this been something that you have expressed to her?
Not as blatant as I have with you, no, just because, you know, it's the first date or something. So I was like, I got to slow the roll a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's probably the right move. I mean, but I'm glad that you have these strong feelings for it. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But you said the texts have slowed down or?
Yeah, they slowed down and they're very brief. You know, it's like I can take a hint, but I don't know. I want to know the reason behind it because I'm like totally scratching my head on this one.
All right, Michael, listen, you sound like a very detailed guy. I don't have any more questions for you. I think we're just going to give her a call, okay? Can you hang on?
All right, thanks, guys.
Cool. All right, we'll do it next. All right, Michael sounds like a super nice guy. He sounds like he has thought this through a lot because mm-hmm. he goes, I have really strong feelings for her. Yeah. I asked, did you express that? Because that could freak people out. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, I'm playing it cool. They had a FaceTime date to start.
Yeah, which is a perfect idea.
And then they went to Goody Goody.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually talked after the date, but then that's kind of just, you know, trickled off. So we're going to try to call Kate, see if we can get some answers. Let's call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kate?
This?
Hey, Kate. Good morning to you. This is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. How you doing?
Good morning.
How are you? This is going to be weird, but is this for the second date update?
Yeah. That's awesome.
She listens to the show.
Well, we appreciate you listening to the show.
And honestly, I've been a little scared that this was going to happen.
Really?
Oh, no.
We've been on some awesome dates.
What happened?
Hold on. Do you think you know who we're talking about?
Is it Michael?
It's Michael. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you what he said. I mean, he was like gushing over you. Like he really thinks highly of you. Obviously, that's why he called us. He told us that you guys first had a little FaceTime date, and then you guys went to Goody Goody, and things were all good. and then after that, communication kind of trickled off, and we're confused by that, and we're hoping to get some answers from you.
He's a great guy. He's really nice, and I really, really enjoyed my time with him. The thing is that every time, like, you're talking to him, he FaceTimes you. Or maybe just me. He FaceTimes me all the time. Like, he'll just FaceTime me out of the blue, or if we're texting, you know, if he texts me and I reply, then he'll FaceTime me. And if I don't answer, he's like, hey, answer my FaceTime. And I'm like, I see that you FaceTime me.
Right.
I was just texting you. My phone is nearby. I see that you're FaceTiming me. I'm not answering because I don't want to.
Right. I don't like it when people just unannounced FaceTime.
Right.
Either because you're not in a place maybe, or maybe you don't look as good as you want to, especially when you're first dating somebody. If you have like no makeup on or your hair's a mess, or you know, when you just get back from the gym, that's the last time you want to FaceTime.
I'm trying to melt into my couch and watch Netflix, and I just want to talk to you while I'm doing this. I don't need to FaceTime you for that.
Well, after having that like little first date, that little introduction you guys did on your like little quote unquote FaceTime date, do you feel like he thought that gave him the go ahead to be able to do it anytime? Do you feel like that he got the wrong impression, or?
I mean, maybe. I mean, it didn't really start until after that, and I really did like doing that. Like, I really liked the FaceTime date. When it is like a planned thing, then it was not a problem. It was just all of the like unsolicited FaceTime calls.
Okay.
It's like, I'm trying to grocery shop. I'm trying to, like, do life.
Right.
I can't always
do life.
Be on FaceTime. Yeah.
What do you think about Michael, though, besides that?
I like I said, I think he's a really nice guy, and I really enjoyed my time with him. I just feel a little overwhelmed by the constant need for, like, that kind of...
Well, the one good thing is he likes looking at you, so that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Well, he's not on FaceTime, but he actually is on the other line, Kate.
Oh.
I would like to bring him back in.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah. Oh, man. I am, I obviously was listening, and that's perfectly understandable. I feel like kind of an idiot. I communicate better just like talking to somebody face-to-face rather than texting. Not that that's an excuse. And guys, you don't really understand. She's absolutely stunning. So, like, if you could communicate with her, you would want to look at her. You know. Mm. So
I mean, that's really sweet.
Yeah, and then she's got like little mannerisms that, like, I don't know. I wasn't even thinking. She's making a completely valid point. I mean, it's obvious. I can't FaceTime somebody when they're.
Michael, you're having a self-realization right now. This is great.
I mean, it's great. It's also totally humiliating.
Well, yeah. You wanted to know what happened, and she still thinks you're a nice guy despite all this, so don't be humiliated.
Yeah, no, I mean,
That was really sweet what you said.
I was being selfish.
No, I mean, that makes me feel better. Instead of, like, I don't know. Part of me was like, is he trying to, like, see where I am all the time? Like, trying to check up on me?
Oh, God, no.
I know that you just think that I'm really pretty. Like, that's really nice.
Yeah. If we ever get to a place again where we're FaceTiming more often, I mean, your post-gym look would knock anybody else out of the water anyway. So you don't have to, like, worry about getting ready for FaceTime. I will say we won't do that for quite a long time if you give me another shot.
Well, you know what? You asked the question, so I don't have to. Kate?
Yes. I would love to see you actually face to face and not over FaceTime.
You guys are pretty smitten with each other. I can gotta hear it in your guys' voices. I love this. Kate, this is great, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thanks,
well, listen,
for calling, guys.
We are going to set you up on a real date face to face, and we're going to get all your info. We also are going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want you guys to enjoy time together in person, and hopefully this works out.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Hang on for me. We'll get y'all taken care of, okay?
Okay.
I mean, I get it. The whole FaceTiming. I mean, if somebody was constantly FaceTiming me, and I mean, you want to make sure that you look, especially when you're dating somebody new, you want to make sure you look good.
You can't always answer a FaceTime call.
Right.
And
no.
If you're always FaceTiming and not texting, or if you FaceTime it and you're texting, like, hey, answer my FaceTime call, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they're going back out, because Kate did sound like she really did like him. He just needs to tone it back a little.
Yes.
All right. If you want to weigh in on this, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Lana, and I know you were thinking about getting your own Super Bowl commercial, right? You were thinking about buying one for yourself just to promote, you know, Lana drama and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be pretty cool if I could do a Super Bowl commercial.
Well, you're out of luck. You're sold out. But what did the average one go for? $6 to $7 million.
For a one commercial.
One commercial. $6 to $7 million. Now, I remember when it was like, you know, a 30-second commercial would cost you like $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're saying a 30-second commercial will cost you $7 million.
You know, I wonder if it's ever worth it.
Well, I mean the eyes that you're going to get on it are going to be insane, because it's like the most watched sporting event
ever
of the entire year. So that you're going to get the most eyes on your product, I guess. But it's got to be creative, and they go all out on this. Because you think about the elaborate commercials they do. So you're just buying the time for $7 million.
Right.
Think about what you're spending on the production of the commercial.
Because it's got to be something big.
Or a giant star yourself.
Right.
You know, it could be in.
Yeah.
You know, and your talent fee ain't cheap. So I'm just saying $6 to $7 million is just for the time, not even the start of it. And they've already sold out.
That is insane.
You know, your big ones are Doritos. Your big ones are Budweiser.
Pepsi and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so, but just think of what it's done for those brands. Like, when you think of Super Bowl commercials,
you think of Budweiser.
You think of Budweiser, and they probably were doing fine, but this put them on doing much better.
I mean, now we're talking about Clydesdales and everything.
That's what you remember. Yeah, you remember those commercials, and, you know, makes you want to go buy a Bud Light, I guess.
Well, that's the thing is, we knew some of these brands, like a Doritos or a Budweiser, I didn't discover them in a Super Bowl commercial. That's what's crazy, is you're talking about the brands, and there are some new things that go. But those are like staples, you know, in America. You know what I'm saying? So they've been doing those commercials forever. Now, like I said, the most eyes are on it. So you would say, well, why don't you just buy one during something else? Well, you got 140 million people watching at one time.
Can you remember any Super Bowl commercial from last year?
Well, you mentioned the Clydesdales. I always remember the dog that's in those Budweiser commercials. and the horses.
Yeah. Is there any commercial that you can remember from last year?
I don't remember anyone.
I mean, anything that stuck out that you're like, man, that we were just talking about.
Oh, from last year?
From last year.
Oh, they called it the Crypto Bowl. Everything was cryptocurrency.
Oh, that's right.
Everything was cryptocurrency. Not this year.
No, there will probably be none of those.
Here we are a year later, and, you know, there's really nothing that we can remember from, you know, you spending $5 million last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, crazy. But obviously, you put a horse or a dog in your commercial. We're going to be talking about it for years.
Yeah. I remember that, and then I remember, like, big celebrities, because sometimes they'll tie it into, like, a movie, you know, premiere.
I still can't remember one.
I remember the one that they did. Now, this is, I don't know how many years ago now, but it's... was Letterman, Oprah, because they had like a little feud, and then Jay Leno, who had the famous late night feud with Letterman, and they all three were in it. I remember.
What was it for?
It was to promote the Late Show with Letterman.
Oh, okay.
But it was a 30-second thing, and they're like, "Hey, you know, Dave, why are you being such a, you know, a downer at this party?" We're like, "Well, I didn't know you were going to invite him." Then it pans over, and it's Jay Leno.
Right, I gotcha. So, which is funny.
I was a Letterman fan. That's probably why I remember it.
But so. I mean, think about it. I mean, all those millions and millions. I can't remember one.
You remember Bud. Wise.
Yeah. Oh, the frogs.
You remember the frogs?
And the guys were like, what's up?
I mean, those were so popular, but
long ago.
but you still remember it. I mean, it's 20 years ago. Crazy. At least. And we're still talking about those. That's what I mean. Those are memorable.
Those, but now for the last couple of years.
I mean, listen, a Super Bowl commercial for Apple in the early 80s, the Apple was struggling, and the Super Bowl commercial put them on the map and it became what it is now. Yeah. It all started from a Super Bowl commercial. So, which is a memorable
one.
That's
not what the movie says. No.
Oh, well.
That's a lot.
It helped.
But it helped, for sure. $7 million for 30 seconds during the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
And they still don't pay the halftime entertainment. That's crazy.
That's crazy, too. Yeah, that's a good point.
All that money.
Yeah, but Rihanna's going on the tour after it's over, so she's going to make her money.
That's weird. Coming up, we'll have a $100 Krabby Bills gift card to the original Krabby Bills and a chance for $2,500 at International Diamond Center at 8:20. So we talked about it yesterday. There was one winner for that Powerball jackpot over $700 million. Well, there's other winners, obviously, right? You can match certain numbers and win other millions of dollars. Okay, well, a woman from Zephyr Hills is a new millionaire.
Way to go.
Should we say her name? I mean, it's here.
It's all over the news.
Yeah. Simone! You're a millionaire!
Congratulations!
Simone won $2 million after her ticket was chosen during an October 29, 2022 Powerball drawing. So, here we go. She's now just discovering this. She's 33 years old. And
isn't that nuts? Man, you're so lucky.
This ticket was bought at the Circle K in Gibsonton, located on Gibsonton Drive. That gas station will receive a $5,000 bonus commission.
Nice.
Pass by that gas station quite a bit. So.
Might want to stop in, Lon!
Way to go.
Could have been you! But they wouldn't have.
Darn it!
Anyway, so congratulations, Simone.
Congratulations.
You are a $2 million winner.
Will you, $2 million, would you quit?
No.
Really?
Unfortunately, I don't think at my age it would last the rest of my life.
You would take some time off.
No, I'd be here for you guys. No doubt about it. I have an obligation to this show and an obligation to my friends, Lana and Kevin. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you right now, $2 million doesn't buy our friendship.
Wow.
He needs the health benefits. That's why most people keep working.
You read my mind. All right. Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, thinking about you on 99.5 QYK.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, Ashley McBride has been making music since she was just 9 years old. Little did she know that 30 years later, she's going to win her very first Grammy. She reflects on what she would say to her young teenage self.
I would say, I want to tell you what happens, but it's so cool. It involves Winona Judd and a few other of your heroes, and they'll just text you. You're going to get a text from Reba, but I'm not going to tell you why. That's what I would tell 16-year-old me. It gets really cool.
What would you tell 16-year-old Lana?
Oh, wow.
This could go many different directions.
Yeah, really good.
Hold on!
I don't know. Well, probably maybe don't spend as much money on stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
I spend a lot of money on stupid stuff, and I did in the past.
Yeah, we know. Car tires all the time.
That's still going on. Yeah. All right. John Party, now that he is married, he talks about how Valentine's is a little bit different for him.
One thing summer has taught me is that gifts are cool and everything and diamond, blah, blah, blah. But take your time and clear your mind and write something about what she means to you on a card. The most least expensive and the biggest price you can give her is just to write and tell her how much you love her.
That's a pro tip from a songwriter right there.
That is great advice, because I think that's all women want. Just write something romantic. Write something special in the card. Don't just sign the card and hand it over.
Yeah.
Write something.
Don't let Hallmark do your writing for you.
Exactly. Right. Yes. Remember when Hardy got in that bus accident back in October?
That's right.
Well, he was actually FaceTiming with Morgan Wallen when it happened. And of course, you know, he was on Morgan Wallen's tour at the time. We found out that Morgan Wallen was the one who actually went to the hospital. He went there that night and actually brought Hardy home. So that was, yeah, I mean, those guys are such really, really good friends. And the fact that he went and did that in the middle of a tour, he's like, hey, I got to go. I got to see my friend.
That's your
and
boy.
I went straight to the hospital and brought him home from the hospital. So good there. All right, Luke Combs, he is putting his new album, Getting Old, coming out on March 24th. He revealed the track list yesterday. Of course, he's hand-in-hand in writing most of the tracks, but it also includes the cover of the Tracy Chapman song that he does all the time, Fast Car.
And I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast, I feel like I was drunk. Sitting lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice right around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
Ooh.
Very good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
No, it's so good.
That is your Music Minutes.
All right, coming up next, your chance to win $2,500 in diamonds from International Diamond Center. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. All right, it's time for the Morning Crew's Actor Studio. Lana, let me ask you a question. How do you think the acting has been this week? Because you have not acted. You have only narrated.
I think the acting's been great.
Okay, because Kevin has played a woman one day this week. I've also played a woman one day this week.
Now I'm going to play a woman.
Yeah, what a stretch. All right, so we are about to play right now. We need caller 9. We are playing for a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills in Indian Rocks Beach, which qualifies you for $2,500 from International Diamond Center. Caller 9 right now, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. You got to guess the scene that we act out for you. Good luck. All right, we got Linda in Land O'Lakes playing the Morning Crew's Actor Studio. Linda, here's how the game works. We are going to act out a scene from a famous romantic movie. And if you guess it, we'll give you a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills in Indian Rocks Beach and also qualify you for $2,500 to International Diamond Center. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, Lana, tell us who everybody's playing.
All right, Kevin is going to be the narrator of the movie today. I am going to play the female part, and you are going to play the male part, JR.
Okay. All right, Linda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Kevin.
A woman is leaving a New Year's Eve party as it approaches midnight, and her friends are trying to convince her to stay. A man is running fast to make it to the party in time before midnight. He finds the woman inside the party, and Frank Sinatra is in the background.
You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and the thing is, I love you.
What?
I love you.
How do you expect me to respond to this?
How about you love me too?
How about I'm leaving?
Doesn't what I say mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, Harry. I know it's New Year's Eve. I know you're feeling lonely, but you can't just show up here, tell me you love me, and expect that everything's going to be all right. It doesn't work that way.
Well, how does it work?
I don't know, but not this way.
Well, how about this way? I love that you get cold when it's 71 degrees out. I love that it takes you an hour and a half to order a sandwich. I love that you get a little crinkle above your nose when you're looking at me like I'm nuts. I love that after I spend a day with you, I can still smell your perfume on my clothes. And I love that you are the last person I want to talk to before I go to sleep at night. And it's not because I'm lonely. And it's not because it's New Year's Eve. I came here tonight because when you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, You want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
You see, that is just like you, Harry. You say things like that, and you make it impossible for me to hate you. And I hate you, Harry. I really hate you. I hate you.
And scene. All right, Linda, what movie was it?
When Harry Met Sally.
Let's go! Yeah!
How did you know?
Crushed it, hey. Linda.
Got
way
lucky,
to go.
Got lucky.
Well, I'm assuming it's probably the acting chops, right? They really.
You guys were incredible.
Thank you so
Wasn't
much.
Wasn't that good? I felt like that was a good read.
That's a good read.
That was great.
All right, listen, you got hooked up on that $100 gift card to Original Krabby Bills in Indian Rocks Beach, and now you're qualified for $2,500 to International Diamond Center.
Way to go.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
All right, you got to hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
Well done, Lana. I'll give it up for you. I mean, how can we forget the narrator as well? I mean, he was unbelievable.
Kevin did the best parts.
Yeah, Kevin, so. Great job on the video.
Obviously, you studied your lines.
Yes, as you can tell. You know, but I was wrapped up in the emotion of it all. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it sound authentic. Not only when you get in those situations, you don't always have the right words to say, even if they are printed in front of you.
Rip and read in the business.
There you go. All right. Well, speaking of love, Kevin witnessed something at Publix yesterday that was, for him, tough to watch. Tough to watch. We'll tell you about it next. After Mitchell Tenpenny, Truth About You on 99.5 QYK. Never know where you're going to be, when it's going to happen, when you meet that special someone. You know what I'm talking about, Lana?
Absolutely,
Hula
I do.
Hula Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you met Paul.
Yep. Wasn't going there to do that night.
It's 99.5 QYK. Well, Kevin, at Publix yesterday, witnessed something. Kevin, break this down for me.
Yep, so went to Publix, got a list from Jenny. I said, hey, pick up a few things on the way home. Okay, well, a few things were in the produce section. I'm not too familiar with the produce section. There's a lot going on there. Well, I know where because you have the strawberries or all the fruits, but it was onions, red potatoes, carrots, and there was one other thing in there. So, you know, the produce is kind of lower. They got them lower aisles. They're shelves, so you can look over. So I kind of I'm taller, so I kind of crean my neck over and just see what's going on. Well, at one point, I see a guy walk over to a girl. They obviously knew each other and started doing small talk. I could hear, oh, you back in town? How long you been here? Blah, 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 blah. But as I'm walking around, about 3 minutes go by, and my last item on the list that I had to go get was the carrots. And they were standing by the carrots.
Mm.
As I'm walking over to the carrots, I'm finding the right ones that I have to have. He goes, hey, do you want to get drink sometime? And she goes, I have a boyfriend. And that ended the conversation pretty quickly. They went their separate ways. I mean,
well,
literally.
Did you talk after that, though?
They did not. He walked away. She stood in the produce section. She just moved down a little bit. And I did not see him again.
I thought guys and girls could be friends. What happened? So literally, they're talking for like 3 minutes.
3 minutes or so.
She rejects him.
They obviously knew each other before that.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
it wasn't
you
just
could
an
tell
encounter.
That they had known each other in however way. But it was, hey, do you want to get drinks? I have a boyfriend. And it was that quick. It was over. I was like, oh, that poor guy.
I go, scene.
We've all, I mean, a lot of guys have been there, right? You take a shot and you never know what's going to happen, but. You know,
do you then immediately leave Publix and just leave everything in your grocery cart
right
there?
Car
just
right where it's
walk
at.
Out, so you don't have to run into her during the toilet paper aisle or something.
It was a little awkward. I mean, it was, but hey, you know,
I
love his confidence. Like, I like that part of it, but you know, it's a 50% chance she's gonna say no.
Kevin, what was your first line to your wonderful wife, Jenny? What was the
Oh, I don't have a line. I mean, we met at a party.
Yeah, so you had to ask her out. So what was the...
I did ask her out. I actually asked her, I just said, do you want to go have dinner one time? She said yes.
Okay, thank God.
Mm. Yeah.
I was hoping that she didn't, play the long game with you where I can't.
No, it was through someone here at work. I got her phone number and then called her. And then I was like, hey, do you want to have dinner? And she said, yeah, I do. And that's kind of how it started. Yeah.
And here, you guys are getting ready to celebrate an anniversary.
Yeah, big 13 this
13?
Year.
13? Yeah. Congratulations.
But yeah, so you never know what you're going to see at the grocery store. But I witnessed something yesterday that was very interesting, and that was a tough one. I felt bad. A lot of guys have been there, yeah. But I mean, you got to take chances. You never know what's going to happen.
She
could have said yes.
Yeah. My whole thing is the fact that they didn't talk afterwards. If someone said, I have a boyfriend, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. I just didn't know that. That's great. Well, hey, I wish you well.
Maybe we could all go out for drinks sometime.
That's the play, yeah. Right? Not.
Okay.
It was just like, okay. And then I look back and he was not there. I'm going, whoa, he got out of there pretty quick.
Yeah.
He was on his way to Winn-Dixie.
I have one interest, and that is dating you or not. I have no interest in being friends with you, apparently.
Yeah.
I asked a girl to be my Valentine one time. She said, no, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot?
Straight up.
Wow.
Amy. Thanks a lot.
How old were you when this happened?
That was a third grade.
Third grade!
That song right there, Keith Urban, Brown Eyes Baby, first sang here in Tampa Bay, and it was right to Lana. At least that's what she thinks.
It was. He was looking straight at me, and I was like, they're blue.
That's your story.
Blue.
Right.
Blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
But you taped it, and you didn't get it right. Somehow, Ingrid Andress, who was opening up for Keith Urban, bled over all the audio. We couldn't even hear it.
It was an iPhone miracle. But a disaster for you.
Only me. Yeah, that happened to.
Yep. Right, let's do it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls.
His name's Kevin Ebel. He has a 2E white foot.
Yes,
which
I do.
Figured that out today.
Yeah, that's right. I can't help the size of my
obviously
width of my foot.
Yes.
This one, it's a 2E.
I didn't even know that existed. That's so weird.
All right. What's trending in Tampa Bay, sir?
Well, this is very cool. Three places here locally in Tampa Bay are up for awards. This is from USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards. Zoo Tampa is up for Best Zoo. Also, Tampa, Florida Aquarium and Clearwater Marine Aquarium are both up for Best Aquarium in America. They're battling each other. Okay, yes. So you can vote once a day for your favorite. Voting ends March 6th at noon. So this, again, is USA Today's best 10 best list. Zoo Tampa, Clearwater Marine Aquarium, and the Florida Aquarium all up for their best aquarium and zoo award. So congratulations, and to the best go. And hopefully you guys win. So
yeah, get right on that.
Keep it in vote. Tampa Bay. Champa Bay right here. All right. Well, the Super Bowl is this Sunday. Eagles and Chiefs will be playing that. But before that,
no,
it's Puppy Bowl 19.
Oh.
This is happening on us this Sunday, 2 p.m. It is the 19th year, and it's on Animal Planet. 19th year for this one. Two of the puppies are local Tampa Bay puppies. They're rescues. So you're going to be looking for Max, a six-month-old lab pointer mix, and Nancy, a six-month-old terrier mix. They're Tampa Bay dogs.
I love it.
Hopefully they win. That's it.
Yeah, they're going to win. Because you know what you said earlier? It's Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa Bay.
We got the best zoo, best aquarium.
Now we're going to have the best puppies.
All right.
And finally, let's keep the Tampa Bay rolling. Tampa Bay Rays, we are, I believe, spring training. Pitchers and catchers are going to be coming soon. Later this month, opening day at the end of March. It's the 25th season of Tampa Bay Rays baseball. Well, if you'd like to go, there's a cheap option for you. The Rays announced that they are going to have $10 tickets, not just to part of the home games, to all the home games of the entire regular season at the Trop this year. $10 tickets. Now, these tickets are in the party deck, which is above left field, and select lower level areas. That's the 100 level, people. $10.
Wow.
They go on sale to the general public this Friday, 10 a.m. from the MLB ballpark app or RaysBaseball.com. The tickets are non-transferable, so if you buy them, they're yours. You cannot sell them. They're trying to... If you would like to buy them,
that's
you're
awesome.
Going to go.
I don't worry about that. Scalpers on $10 tickets. That's crazy. Well, people would do it. No doubt
probably.
About it.
And they Rays also announced their promotional schedule. That's where they give out fun items throughout the season. Opening day, they're giving out a schedule magnet. That's on March the 30th. Ooh. You got a 25th anniversary item against the Braves on July the 9th.
Mm.
A Wander Franco bat that's happening on July the 21st against the Orioles. So there you go.
Cool.
Some fun stuff. But $10 tickets, all home games. Boy, I love that deal. Raise up. Go Raise. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin, thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Hopefully brought a little smile to your face, made you laugh a little bit with the Morning Crew Actors Studio as we acted out a scene from When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, I think it was really good.
And apparently it was good enough. Linda and Landa Lakes guessed it correctly, and she won a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bill's in Indian Rocks Beach, mm-hmm. and it's qualified for a little Valentine's Day gift, which would be $2,500.
Yeah.
From International Diamond Center.
That's a really nice Valentine's gift.
It's big right there. You can treat yourself, nice. Or you can treat somebody else, but we'll do it again tomorrow at 8:20. Mm-hmm. Lana, highlight of the show.
Well, Kevin was at Publix yesterday. Jenny gave him a list of things he had to pick up on the way home, and while he was hanging out looking at the carrots in the produce section, yeah. He witnessed some guy getting shot down completely. He was asking this girl out, and she's like, "No, I have a boyfriend." And he was out of that store in just a few seconds. So.
Yes, the guy, not Kevin.
Yeah.
No. Kevin stuck around to see if anything else was going to happen.
Yeah.
But nothing.
Yeah, I was like, man, this is a magical Publix right now. Yeah. Maybe other things are going
to
happen.
You should have talked to that guy. You should have gone over to the other aisle and been like, "Hey, man, I saw what happened. Keep your head in the game. Things are going to get better.
It'll right. happen for you. It'll happen.
It's going to happen."
All right, Kevin, highlight.
Well, you know, we hear Lana drama every Wednesday at 6:35-ish. And Lana, you're still having home repair issues. This time it wasn't at your dad's house. It was actually at your house.
Mm-hmm.
You're having some piping issues, and you left the water just coming out of the pipe. You can't wait to see your water bill is coming up. Because you left it on overnight because Paul wasn't there to fix it. You didn't want to deal
no,
with it.
No, I was not putting my hand in that, you know,
hole.
The hole.
It's a hole. She was like, there's going to be a snake. There's going to be a frog. There's going to be some unknown roach or whatever in there.
To turn off up, the water.
To lift up a metal grate in the yard and put my hand underneath there and turn a nozzle. That is not happening.
Yeah, nope. You're not going to do that. So Paul wasn't there to do it. So you just left the water
spraying everywhere,
oozing out of the pipe. So
now I'm waiting for the water bill.
For the water bill, which should be significantly higher than the previous month.
I just imagine, you know, like when you're driving down the road and you see one of those sprinklers that busted and it's shooting 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
I just imagine driving by Lana's house, going, "Oh, those people got to get their act together." And I imagine right there, Lana's house. There it is.
I don't care is her response.
I was not putting my hand in there. There's no way.
Especially at night. Huh?
No way. Can't see.
If a frog would have jumped out, it's over for you.
Over. 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 No.
I mean, I don't know how many more meds we can. Just kidding. I'm totally joking. It's a good day. Have a great day. We'll see you.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.